Hey, welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. Sit back, enjoy the conversation. Here we go. Paul, what's up, man?
Perfect. Not much, man. How are you?
Perfect. Not
Dude. What?
Let's do that
you're
over.
Perfect?
Paul, what's you're up, perfect? Man?
Dude, what's up?
Oh, we're bombing out.
Is that how
Paul,
we're starting?
What's up, man?
Tim, how we doing?
Oh, buddy. We're doing good.
Good.
Listen,
I'm glad.
I think, I think we should start the show and kind of talk about our five-star run through New York team.
Dude.
They're done.
They're insane.
I hope that they have like weeks to hang out by the finish line and cheer me on, because it's going to take me at least until the end of August to get there. I'm glad that they finished. They're freaking rock stars. I'm on this team.
I'm on this team. I'm a turtle too.
So
we'll cross together. Why don't we try to cross together?
Sounds
good.
We
should make a big thing of it, and we'll get like a finish line tape, and you and I will run across the finish line together.
Virtually. Because it's a virtual run.
Well,
right?
Well, the running isn't virtual. You're actually running. It's not virtual.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm so far behind.
Dumbass. But anyways, they're killing it. You know what? Know what I love? I love a lot of things. I love when your sister puts those posts up on Facebook of that crew that gets together at 6 a.m. and does these runs. That's incredible. Like,
it is incredible. And
I love seeing people come together like that. Like, it's just phenomenal.
It is amazing. But they cannot move on to the next challenge until we cross. They have to promise us that. And they better cheer us on.
They better wait for us.
They better wait for us. I do not want to cross a virtual race alone.
That's fantastic. So shout out to the five-star run team, man.
You guys are
killing
rock stars, man. Thanks for carrying us. We'll catch you eventually.
Man, can I shout out the whole five-star team in general?
Yes,
real quick.
Let's do it.
Like, from staff, everybody. Students, parents, the martial arts, the spin boxing. We just went through 4 of the craziest months that we've seen probably in our lifetime, let alone the lifetime of Five Star, which is just over 10 years now. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. No better way to celebrate it than to be mandatorily shut down for 4 months. But we're celebrating 10 years, and the students graduating for the past month and testing, after learning online, those classes, when it comes to the martial arts side, it's even the fitness side, it's not an easy thing to do to learn anything physical like that online. Things are backwards. You're twisted. The instructor isn't right there to help you. It's like we're doing right now. It's through the computer. So for them to be able to do what they did and earn their next ranks, and to have the staff like you guys out there killing it, to have the students still working as a cohesive team and a unit. I mean, this is what, we talk about five-star family. Like, this is the dream. This is what it's all about.
This is five-star.
Oh, it's just incredible.
Rock stars, man. They really are. It's incredible, incredible because, like you said, we're dealing with an historic event here, and we've pushed through.
Yep.
We push through it. It's an obstacle, right? So
absolutely.
I got a great story for you.
Let me hear it.
I've talked to you, Paul, offline, and you and I have had some really personal conversations, and you know the struggle I'm going through right now at work, right?
Yep.
With coronavirus and with a lot of the other problems we have going on, 9-1-1 ends up being pretty much smack dab right in the middle of a lot of it. And, I've kind of struggled the last couple of weeks with it, and I've talked to you a lot about it. But this weekend I went away this week and I just took a time out, man. I took a time out from life.
Yep.
As far as that part of my life, getting up, going to work, I had some time off scheduled and I just disconnected. I took my son, my brother and his kids went, we all went up to Old Forge and we're sitting at Old Forge and I'm just looking out across this gorgeous lake, mountains, and I'm listening to birds and I'm just breathing, man. I'm just like breathing, right? Life gets so crazy, but it's only because I allowed it to get into my head. I allowed it to get me worked up, stirred up. I have a job to perform when I'm at 911. And I have to be able to work through some of the toughest situations that are out there. And I was struggling for the first time in 20 years with a lot of the stuff we got going on. We had record homicide rate in the month of June. It's just crazy, right? So getting up to Old Forge, I'm sitting there and I'm just breathing, just relaxing. The next day we decided to go on a hike. And we're climbing this mountain. And it's a small mountain. It's not a huge mountain. And as we're going up the mountain, I'm watching my son and I'm watching my nephew and my niece. Actually, my niece wasn't with us on this hike, just my son and my nephew. And I got thinking about the stuff I've been struggling with. And I came to realize that, man, you know what? Climbing a mountain is life. That's what life is. There are obstacles, right? Our goal throughout life, we set so many goals for ourselves, and each one of them goals is a hike. Just picture it that way. Because when you're on a hike, you have obstacles. And it's great to watch my 13-year-old son come across, you know, loose gravel and slip. You know, he could have stopped right there and said, that's it. I'm done. Loose gravel. I'm back to the car. But there's a bigger prize at the end of this, right? The top of the mountain. There's a summit. So that obstacle, you push through. Next thing we come across is a downed tree. Wow, how do we get around this downed tree? Do we have to climb over it? What do we do? And just watching the kids make decisions. I just step back and I'm watching this. I'm observing this and going, there's another obstacle. How are they going to react? Again, they could have turned around and walked away. Big tree, huge tree, put us, you know, off the trail, which is another obstacle. Where'd the trail go? How do we get back on? But nothing was going to stop them. These two 13-year-old boys were getting to the top of that mountain no matter what it took. These are the obstacles in front of them. And life throws us obstacles. Life throws us things all the time. And if we start thinking about it, they're simply hikes. They're hikes up a mountain. And you can get there. You just got to keep pushing forward. The next obstacle we come across is a giant flat-faced rock. And it rained. It's slippery. There's nothing to hold on to. The first, you know, try up the mountain, we slide, lose our footing. Did you think we stopped? No, we kept pushing forward. And then we finally got to that point that you kind of always get, no matter what mountain you're climbing, you get to that point where you get that first look outside the tree line and you see the lakes below, you see the mountain range. And you realize I'm almost there. I've come this far. I'm almost there. But then there's another obstacle right in front of us. But you're so close, right? So you just keep pushing forward. And I'm watching my kids. I'm watching them go up this mountain. And every obstacle, I can't help but to think, this is life. What they're doing right now is living. Yes, it's just a mountain. Yes, it's a simple hike, but these are the things that they need to remember the rest of their lives. When they come across an obstacle, they can get to their goal. They can get to the summit of that mountain. They can get past whatever obstacles in front of them. They just got to figure out how. And then we get to the top, right? We get to the top of that mountain, and I'm getting emotional. And there it is. You're there. It's just incredible. Sorry.
No, man. I love it. I could listen to you talk all night. Why do you always let me talk so much? Dude, I love it. So
it was just, it's exactly what I needed. So
I heard this a long time ago. The best views come after the hardest climb, right? And you nailed it. Everything you just said is spot on. You know, you could relate it to a lot of things. You could relate it to your martial arts training. You could relate it to your near 50 years on this planet. The best views come after the hardest climb. So how was the view? When you got to the top, what was the view like?
It was absolutely incredible. There was blue skies, puffy clouds. It was like out of a painting, dude. It was incredible.
And along the way, there was a nightmare. There was hell. There was obstacles. You're watching your 13-year-old suffer, but he's figuring out a way to make it through. And when you get to the top, you're just like, this is why I did it. Wow. Like,
that's it.
It's phenomenal. I love it. I love it. And I love, I don't think enough people take time to think the way that you just did and to think about the obstacles and to think about life that way. So you took that opportunity and compared it to life instead of it just climbing up the mountain and being like, oh my God, are we almost there? Like, is this done yet? You took a moment to reflect and to think about how what you're currently doing pertains to life. I do that personally, like with everything. And you could usually see it in my Facebook post because I get emotional about it. Like you were just getting emotional about that.
Yeah.
And I think more people need to take a minute to step back and understand that this is a journey. And the best view is going to come from that hard climb. Like, incredible, man. I love it. And I love Old Forge, man. I love it.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? Like, I think the biggest thing that we have to realize is life is, the obstacles are a gift. They really are. We shouldn't look at them negatively. We should look at them as opportunities and just push through. And listen, I don't know what, that mountain might be a death in the family right now. That mountain might be, you know, struggling with an illness. That mountain might be, like you said, just trying to achieve a goal in martial arts or achieve a goal in some sort of fitness challenge that you've put yourself on. It can be anything, anything at all. It could be a job you're working at. And it's a mountain. Just climb it, man. Climb it. You'll get to the top.
Just keep climbing.
That's,
you
know, it.
There's a bunch of these types of sayings, but one of the ones in the martial arts is a black belt is a white belt that never gave up.
I love it.
And it couldn't be more true. A black belt, it has a symbol around it. Like, people know what black belt means. Ironically, Stephanie and I were just having a similar conversation earlier today about black belt and how she was one of the longest white belts Five Star has ever seen. And I think it was over a year, but anyways, but people know black belt. They know that we're going to say status. I don't like it as a status, but they know the significance of it. But the reality of it is it's a white belt that just never stopped. They never gave up. That doesn't mean that they earned it in 3 years. You could have taken them 10, 15, 20. I know people that never received it, of course, but I know people that took forever to get that belt. It's a white belt that never gave up. Everything that you're describing right now, climbing that mountain and getting to that goal and getting to that peak and finally seeing the view, it was you starting something and just never giving up. And that's it. I mean, it's incredible. It's how life is supposed to be lived.
That's right. Man, I love talking to you, dude.
Dude, that was deep. I didn't know you were going to go deep.
That was great.
I'm like envisioning this whole story as you're like climbing the mountain and the tree is down and slippery rocks. I mean, dude, I love it.
That's it. That's what we got for this week, guys. Take it, reflect on it, and whatever mountains in your life, go climb it. Paul, take it away.
Man, just like we do every week, just want to remind everybody that life is precious, to enjoy every minute, to have fun, smile, laugh, love, and please don't take anything, don't take any breath for granted. Enjoy life, man.
Perfect. Have a good week, guys.